We move now to one of the biggest stories we are covering this afternoon, and that is the Trump-Netanyahu meeting that will take place shortly after midnight South African time tonight. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is expected to meet with US President Donald Trump at the White House, and the meeting is drawing intense attention as the two leaders are expected to discuss a proposed 60-day ceasefire, potential hostage releases, and a path towards easing regional tensions. This will be the third meeting between the two leaders this year so far, and it comes at a sensitive moment. Trump is campaigning hard, Netanyahu is facing domestic and international pressure, and the war in Gaza is continuing to rage. To explore what's at stake and what might come out of tonight's meeting, I'm joined on the line from Israel by Idan Vonen, an Israeli journalist and Middle East analyst. Idan, thanks so much for chatting with us on the Home Run. How significant is this meeting for both Netanyahu and Trump, especially given the timing and political context?
Hi, good evening, Paula. How are you doing? It is a very crucial and very critical sort of appointment that we're heading there tonight. The seriousness here is what many here in Israel regard as some sort of being slightly fearful of Trump's intention. Let's bring in some context first. Following the successful historical attacks on the Iranian nuclear reactors, Trump himself is feeling high. He's feeling high, he's feeling intoxicated, up to an extent that he might be just imposed on us some unrealistic agreements, only because of his whims and his narcissistic personality and his ego. I will just point out first that, you know, Trump has taught us all, and I honestly suggest that to all journalists and analysts out there, to keep yourself humble with your analysis, because Trump has proven us all that he can take anybody by surprise. So unless we are now puppets in Trump's own puppet show, and that's why I really wish to phrase myself very humbly here, then according to what we hear currently reported, he's expecting us to actually to normalize Ahmad al-Shaari. He is the current Syrian president. He was just an ex ISIS fighter, ISIS terrorist rather, only in return of nothing other than just a thin air statement such as a non-warfare state between Israel and Syria. Well, Israel should pay with diverting water resources and bringing some sort of financial incentives. It is this sort of something that we might be fearful of Trump's intentions, but all we can do right now is just hope that Trump is very realistic and he won't abandon Israel's security. And it goes the same even with Gaza. Hopefully, yeah, all the hostages will come back, but what is the price should Israel pay? We're all actually in full expectation to that.
Idan, talking about the hostages, the main focus of the meeting is expected to be the 60-day ceasefire proposal. What are the chances Netanyahu actually agrees to it?
So in general, any Israeli prime minister is really refusing, is really having a hard time to say no to any US president, let alone what Trump has done for Israel and Trump's participation in the war on Iran. Yeah, sure, it was not really, it was not 100% participation. He actually came only in the end to pay the credit, but it is going against Trump's own intentions as he was actually intending never to engage into wars at all. And so I'm afraid Netanyahu will find it very, very difficult to refuse to whatever Trump is going to demand. And that's precisely where Netanyahu will be measured and being put to the test. How much of a leader is he? How much of a backbone will he have against Trump, if in case Trump will impose, such as I said in the outset, unrealistic agreements? Regarding the hostage, I'll just bring in some context that Hamas is in a very, very weak state, a very, very weak state. It lost some 80% over its control over the Gaza Strip. However, they do keep the hostages as their certificate. You know, they're just human shields, physical human shields.
What's the sense, the feeling in Israel? Is there expected to be any realistic breakthrough tonight on the issue of the hostages?
Well, the general mood is positive, but again, experience has taught us all we should all be very, very, cautious. We were having frustrations before. We were experiencing frustrations before. I remember that, over the past year, we had many times that we were just reaching what seems to be a breakthrough, but just in the nick of time, Hamas said no, and then, they just upped the antes. And when it comes to Hamas, by the way, even their own Arab counterparts are not necessarily understanding what's going to be Hamas' final position. We just don't have to wait we just don't have any other choice other than just to wait all the way.
Is tonight's meeting strictly about Gaza, or do you think Iran and the broader regional dynamics will also come up in the meeting?
Iran and further widening of the Abraham Accords to an extent even that may include even Oman, even maybe they will go even as far as bringing in Indonesia and Malaysia. I will just bring here some context where even former Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin, the assassinated Prime Minister, even he was visiting Jakarta, the capital, some 30 years ago, when they were discussing following the Oslo Accords about a brighter future and normalization, but in fact, nothing really turned out of it. That's why I just said in the outset, we really have to be very humble with our analysis when it comes to the Middle East. But that is going to be, certainly that's going to be some of the issues which are going to be discussed at Trump Netanyahu's appointment, the broadening of the Abraham Accords, Gaza, joining into the Abraham Accords, even Syria, even Lebanon, that's on stakes just as well. As for the outcome, we'll just have to wait and see.
Idan, you mentioned at the beginning of our chat that Trump's intention might be for unrealistic agreements, and those would be imposed on Netanyahu, and that is a concern. And you used as an example the idea that Israel would have to normalize relations with the current Syrian president, who is, of course, a member, or who was a member of Al-Qaeda, a terrorist organization. Having said all of that, reports do suggest that Israel is having secret talks, and I don't know how secret they are anymore, with the Syrian regime. So is Israel not already meeting with the current Syrian president? Why is that a concern?
It is a concern because the Middle East is a very, very harsh region. In fact, I think the harshest region in the whole world in the terms of wherever optimism versus pessimism clash with each other, normally pessimism triumphs. Terrorists are not likely to change their hide. Terrorists will die terrorists. We had very bitter experience even with Yasser Arafat, who was dressed as a dove of peace, but in fact, to his very last day, he never stopped exercising terrorism against the Jewish state. And besides, Islamists are driven by divine revelation, by religion, by religious fanaticism, by religious zealousness. And the situation where they may just all of a sudden, all of a sudden turn doves of peace are extremely beyond unlikely. And I just want to wish that Netanyahu can really persuade Trump and will tell him in plain human words, listen, my friend, I really appreciate everything you're doing for the Jewish state, but you have to understand the Middle East is not a real estate business deal, and you have to be realistic. I just want to be very wishful that Netanyahu will have the sufficient guts to say this loud and clear to Trump, and Trump will be open-minded to accept that.
Well, Idan Ronen, an Israeli journalist and Middle East expert, reminding us again that the only thing we can be sure of when it comes to Trump is that we can't be sure of anything. Idan, thanks so much for weighing in, and we'll watch this evening's midnight South African time meeting with much anticipation, and tomorrow we'll unpack it again here on The Home Run. That was Idan Ronen talking to us live on the phone from Israel.